Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, hump day in the Gillespie Group Studios, across from the ballpark in downtown Lansing. We're going to run down to Troy, Michigan right now and visit a little bit with Barry Demp. Barry, of course, is the owner of Barry Demp Coaching LLC in Troy. And Barry, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you spending a little time with us. Let's let everybody know about Barry Demp Coaching.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Chris. I've been a coach actually for a little over 20 years, and the reason for that career choice was I was working in a Fortune 500 company called Upjohn, which is based or was based in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And unfortunately, we went through a major change initiative, and it really didn't stick so well. And I thought that was a little bit of a tragedy. And it happened to be the year 1992, which was the year of the Barcelona Olympic Games. And I happened to do and watch a little documentary on the Olympic Village, and I saw 5,000 athletes being coached by 2,000 coaches. And I saw the correlation between coaching and peak performance in sports. And I thought, well, maybe coaching in the business world would be a good idea. And I've been doing that ever since. So I kind of made it up back then.
That was a pretty dynamic Olympics, too, if I remember. That's where they shot the flaming arrow through the circle and started the Olympic flame. That whole production was pretty neat. So what a great thing to take out of that. What an inspirational piece. Barry, you've helped a lot of companies over the years, and one of the toughest, and we've been through them of late, are hard times. And you speak a little bit of soft skills for hard times. Tell me a little bit about that and what it means.
Well, I think if you look back into 2008 and 2009, which were some of the most really difficult years for Michigan per se, what you'll notice is that the people, unfortunately, that were let go, that were a little bit more discretionary, were people who probably were reasonably competent in their technical skills, but they didn't have all the softer skills. Included in that would be the relationship skills, the leadership skills, the management skills, and yes, even coaching skills to produce results with and through other people. So what I have found and what I've observed over the years is that people have both the technical side as well as the softer skills are able to navigate their careers much more productively and much more effectively.
You know, it's kind of interesting because when you think about it, and especially in the small business community, you need every brain and every mind and every bit of creativity on small staff. So, you know, how you utilize those people and who they are and how they perform really makes a difference in the performance of that company.
Without question. Especially, I'm very active in the Troy Chamber of Commerce, and the vast majority of companies have maybe 10 or fewer members of their organization. Or even if you look at second stage companies, you have between 10 and 99 employees. If you are not a versatile person that has both the hard skills and a lot of the softer skills, you're just not going to have a place, probably, in many cases.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, there's also this piece of intrapreneurship and the creativity that comes with that. So people who don't want to necessarily run their own business but certainly bring that attitude to yours, that's a good thing.
Yeah, without question, I think every organization's got to be looking at innovation and creativity as a strategic advantage. And again, whether you look at those capacities or even emotional intelligence, things like that are value added to an organization, and we need everybody hitting on all cylinders.
Barry, let me ask you something, because I always kind of preach this here at the Michigan Business Network when we have our meetings, and I say, look, I'm not looking for agreement. I'm really looking for opposition. I'm looking for new perspectives. I'm looking for people to disagree, and let's exercise out whether the disagreements are more accurate. There's a way to do that, and there's a way to probably not do that.
Well, that's what we would call to disagree without being disagreeable. Mm. And having what we call somewhat of a contrarian perspective. You know, if we all think alike, then one of us is redundant, so to speak. So we're always looking at things like diversity and different mindsets, whether it's a different age sector. So I tend to interact a lot more with younger people to get new and fresh ideas and innovative approaches. And sometimes they interact with me as being a little bit of an older gentleman for a few of my Yoda-isms and pearls of wisdom, so to speak. So those types of things allow us to broaden the depth and allow us to pursue opportunities beyond a more limited mindset.
Well, and you know, I'm in the Yoda camp. As a matter of fact, we're in a similar bracket. But let me ask you this, because when you're talking to your people and you're saying, "Look, here's something you should do for your company," bring forth those not objectionable but different views. And do you give them any coaching on how to do that?
I think one of the things that I find that I do a great deal of myself, and I encourage people to do, is I think we all need to be works in progress. I think we need to be constantly learning and evolving and growing ourselves. So I encourage people to read a wide variety of different types of books and resources, whether they be blogs, in and even around the industries that they're in, because many of the ideas that they have in their industry might be finite and limited, but if they look at other industries and what people bring to those industries, those approaches in their own industry would add a sense of variety and a new approach to a somewhat more mainstay approach that they've been doing up to now.
Well, good advice, and you seem to have a lot of it. Barry Demp, owner of Barry Demp Coaching LLC in Troy, Michigan. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat right now on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. Stick around. We'll be back with more.